With Massachusetts schools ordered shut until at least May 4th, questions about the remainder of the school year are hanging over educators, students, and parents alike. Pittsfield Superintendent of Schools Jake McCandless spoke with WAMC about the likelihood of Berkshire County's largest school district returning to in-person learning this spring, as well as the challenges of remote learning and the possibility of budget cuts as the city adjusts spending.
Governor Baker, who has had a firm finger on the pulse of this whole situation from the start, has declared that schools are back in session as of May 4th. The governor has been very clear about the fact that that date may indeed be pushed back based on what science and health experts tell us. And we here in Pittsfield have been taking that same approach. At our school committee meeting on Wednesday night, we did certainly discuss that, you know, right now the date was May 4th. A couple of weeks ago, we would have looked at this and said the date for return was April 7th. And we talked about the fact that, you know, the governor may push that date out. The governor may say, you know what, we're going to go ahead and stick with that date. But no matter what, the city of Pittsfield and its elected officials and its appointed officials like me, we have an obligation to do what is best for our community. So we talked about the fact, and I spoke about the fact, that our administration and teachers and staff, we really hope that we get back to school on May 4th, but we are planning every day, doing more planning, as though we will not be going back this year, because we think the responsible thing to do is plan for the worst case scenario and hope for the best case scenario.
So let me ask you this, Jake. I'm interested in this planning process.
Sure.
What has remote learning been like for the Pittsfield Public Schools?
Yeah, remote learning in a community that's as diverse and as just as diverse as a place like Pittsfield is really, I think, a unique challenge compared to some communities that are more homogenous. You know, we have a wide range of families in terms of internet connectivity, devices at home. We have a wide range of people with personal beliefs about how much screen time kids should have, whether it's educational or for fun. So, you know, we've taken a multi-prong approach. We had Common Core Massachusetts standards-based workbooks sent home to every household, K through 8 in the school district. We have instituted a remote online learning plan and via telephone learning plan that we're now in week 3 or 4 of. And, you know, as we approach the end of the month of April, we'll be distributing up to 2,500 or 3,000 Chromebook computers to students, just in case we actually have this closure extended. So, you know, remote learning is not something that the city of Pittsfield Public Schools, and I would guess most public schools, this is all new ground for all of us, from the superintendent's office on through the entire organization. And I'm just very grateful to the degree of which not only our administrative team, but our teaching professionals have stepped right up to make themselves as expert as possible in remote learning in a real short amount of time. And I'm grateful to our parents for all of the give and take as we try to refine this and figure out how we best do this and serve the most kids in the best ways.
Jake, I'm also interested in the school budget moving forward. Are you concerned about layoffs or cuts in budgeting? I know that Chapter 70 funding is not going to be coming through as planned.
I am incredibly concerned. You know, we went from 2 months ago building a budget that was close to $3 million of new spending to, you know, being in the new reality of COVID-19 America, where we are not even sure we're going to be able to leverage a level funded budget. Now in order to bring a level services budget forward, just to do the same thing with the same number of people next year as we're doing this year, is close to $1.5 million in increase just to meet our contractual obligations for our 1,200 plus employees. So to get to a level funded budget means we're really cutting, you know, $1.4 million from our budget. So we are incredibly concerned about that.